Good evening, everybody. Welcome to today's Contemporary Halacha. We're starting a new series, Evan HaEzer Topics in Shemot. So today's Evan HaEzer topic in Shemot is kind of a stretch. I want to discuss the halachos concerning men and women shaking their hands. What is the connection between this halacha to Sefer Shmos? What could possibly be the connection? Anyone? Okay. Oh yeah, exactly. So in English, it's translated as outstretched arm. Or I thought also maybe with the daughter of Paro, that vatishlachet amata vatikachea, that she sent out her hand in order to save Moshe. So I don't know. That could be a nice connection to Shemot, and it's good enough for me. So this is a nice connection. So I also wanted to have an interesting title. So I said, let's discuss the incident of President Biden and the Israeli singer Yuval Dayan. Since some of us, some of those who are here and are not in my private email list, so first of all, please maybe type your name and email in the chat, and I could add you for next time. But for those who are on the email list, so I send out a video about Yuval Dayan and what actually happened there. So since some of you weren't there, let's share screen for a moment. And you'll see exactly what happens. One second. Let's... over here. Yeah. Okay. One second. Here, I'll share screen. And you'll see exactly what was the incident that happened that we're actually discussing here today. So President Biden was in Israel, and they sang for him a song, Yuval Dayan and Ran Dankner. And for some reason, Biden is standing up and shaking hands. And he also wants to shake the hand of the singer, but no, she is refusing, and she's bowing to him and saying to him that she can't. And this made a lot of noise in Israel. Stop here. Made a lot of noise in Israel. How did she do this terrible thing? I have it on the source sheet, which is on the front of you, so I'll now share screen again and show you the source sheet. One second, here it is. So you see, Yuval Dayan sirva lilchotz et yado shel Biden, and she's quoted saying, "Nishalti ne'emana le'arachai," that I was loyal to my values, and since I am now in the process of becoming a Baal Tshuva, so I decided to what's known as in Hebrew shomeret negiyah, to not touch men who I'm not married to, and she says, "Yes, I was loyal to my values." As the subtitle says, "Mevucha b'tekes bet hanasiy," there was embarrassment in the house of the Israeli president. Hazameret sheshomeret negiya shara yachad im Ran Dankner. Nesi Arsa Brit bikesh lechotz et yada, achi kada kida. The president wanted to shake her hand, but she only bowed. Lachar mikre hi amra, da'agti lehodia mispar pa'amim sheshomeret negiya lo ratziti lefgoa. I said beforehand several times, I'm not going to shake his hand. And for some reason, the message didn't get to the White House, or it got, and the president forgot. It was, in general, kind of a crazy a trip in Israel, because when he got off the plane, he didn't shake the hands of the politicians, only fist bumped them. And then when he saw Bibi, so he shook his hand. And now he stood up and went to her to shake her hand. Kind of weird. A rabbi named Rabbi Stav, a well-known rabbi in Eretz Yisrael, the head of the Tzohar organization. So he says, "He lo nahaga karaui." She didn't she didn't behave properly, because she embarrassed him in front of the entire of Israel. After that, so there was a lot of noise in the media. How can she embarrass the president? It was a tremendous, I won't say chilul Hashem, but it was a tremendous chilul Eretz Yisrael, chilul Medinat Yisrael, that people think that the citizens of Israel are crazy. However, she was loyal to her values. And then the Biden government actually replied after a few days, and the American ambassador in Israel, so he says, he gave a message in the name of the President of the United States, and he said the following message: "Asir toda shehayit ne'emana la'emunah shelach." I am grateful that you were loyal to your faith. So I don't know, maybe this did actually ultimately end up being some kind of kiddush Hashem. So yeah, some people ask the right question. I don't get it. Just beforehand, she's saying in front of him, so Kol Isha is fine, but shaking her hand is is not so cool. What happened? So next week we will discuss lichvod parashat b'shalach, shirat dvora, and the shirat hayam. So we'll discuss Hashem kol isha. Is it okay or not okay? But again, in this particular case, she's now in the process of tshuva. So this is something that she's doing. She's singing in front of men, but she is took upon herself the chumrah and the halacha of not shaking hands. Some might say that this also is mishamayim, because there was another headline in the website Surugim saying that Yuval Dayan was saved. Yuval Dayan nitzla. Why? Because in Seattle, Brit, Joe Biden nitbak b'corona. He was very careful in Israel not to shake any hands, but he did shake a few hands during the trip. I think also I think he went to Saudi Arabia or Dubai. I don't remember where, to some Arab country, and there he did shake hands and. He got COVID, and she was saved because she didn't shake his hand. So maybe that was mishamayim, that Baruch Hashem, she was saved for not shaking his hand. Okay, so this is a very funny story and a very amusing story. But this is actually things that come up all the time. Can a man shake the hand of a woman, or the opposite? Can a woman shake the hands of a man? This happens all the time. You come to a business meeting, or you have a simcha, don't say, oh, mazel tov, or they just say, nice to meet you, and they take out their hand. Is this halachically okay? Can a man or a woman shake the hands of the other gender? What do you think about that? I would love to hear your opinion at the moment. For me, it's not a big nisayon. I don't have much experience with seeing women and they set out their hands. I don't know, maybe it's because of the way I look, or maybe because they know I'm a rabbi, or maybe because it's just not common anymore. But I guess that you in the business field, you have business, so maybe these things come up. What do you think? Okay.
It'll be a machloikis.
Oh, Baruch Hashem, Bobby always knows that Ami Shirim ended to be controversial in a machloikis. Right. You're right. And then the day, you're right. But what would be the logic to here and to there? But, like,
second of all, if it's the concept of not being, you know, any kind of a sexual overtone, it's just a common courtesy, not any kind of derechibuk or anything like that. So that's where you could see that should be welcome lahatir.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you're saying that, listen, this is not something which is intimate. It's not hugging, it's not kissing, it's nothing beyond that. It's only shaking a hand, which is, as you're saying, common courtesy. This is not something which should be a problem whatsoever. Okay, interesting. Interesting. Do you think we should take into account the words of Rabbi Stav that says "He lo naga karaui ki he bishauto," that she was wrong doing that because she embarrassed him? Should we take that in consideration?
Well, certainly, being revised somebody is actually a very serious problem.
It sure is, but also,
which counts as. Tal says the Kiddush Hashem, that she's showing that how far the Jews go, that they protect themselves also.
Yeah.
On the main stage of Kiddush Hashem.
Yeah, one might say the same thing, yeah. It's either Kiddush Hashem or Jonas Chil Hashem. Okay, so let's see. I don't know how many of you have the story sheet. Again, those who are on the email list, they got it in the email. I will share the screen again, but I want from time to time to see your face. So I might stop in the middle. Okay, so let's see.
So, is there a difference between a man initiating versus a woman initiating?
I did not see anyone that actually distinguishes it, because both men and women should not touch intimately the other gender. So I don't think it matters. I mean, we do see some posting that say that there might be a chiluk in terms of histaklut, of looking at inappropriate things. And for men, it's more severe. But in touching, no, there's no difference whatsoever. So let's see. I did bring here a variety of opinions. After bringing all the opinions, it does seem that I brought the more machmir approach. But let's see what we have here. Okay, so first of all, before I brought here a midrash from Shmot Rabbah that tells us, Isha she'ina shelcha asur li gaba kol ikar. Don't touch a woman that is not your wife at all. This also connects to today's Daf Yomi. We start today in around the world at Masechet Nazir. And as we know that in Hilchos Nazir, a person should not drink wine, but not only that, he should not have any grapes. He should not have any peels of the grapes. We are distancing ourselves from any grape product because we are concerned from the issur of drinking the wine. So says the Midrash. That's why Hakadosh Baruch Hu samach pashat nazir lesota shem domot zelo zo. That they are similar, that you have to distance yourself more than usual. V'chol mi shenogea b'isha shena shelo, mevi mita al atzmo shenemar, ki rabim chalalim hipila. The person that touches his wife is not his wife, so this will actually bring himself to die. Not that he's chayev misa, but rather, it's not a good idea. It's not a good idea that could ultimately end in a bad way. So let's see. There's a famous machlokas, Rambam and Ramban, about the isser of gilu arayos. Is it only mamish intercourse, or is it even beyond that, chibuk v'nishuk? So says the Rambam, source number one in Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvah Shin Nun Gimel, the 353rd mitzvah of the Torah is shehizirano mikeruv lachad mekol elu arayot veafilu melobia. A person should not be close to any of the arayas, even without intercourse, kigon chibuk v'nishuk, just hugging, kissing, v'hadome lehem mepeulot haznut, and anything which is similar, which is the actions of znut. These are things that we have to actually distance ourselves. And he says this is learned from the pasuk, ish ish enkol shel besaro lo tikvu ligot erva. So he says, don't even approach there any type of kiruv, any type of action that actually shows closeness that could ultimately end up by gilu arayas, by mamish gilu erva. And this is also the words of the Sifra. This is a source of Tanoim that the Sifra says, lo tikvu legalot en ela shelo igale minayin shelo ikrav tamul lomar bel isha binat tumata lo tikrav. It's not only they cannot mamish have a gilu arayas, mamish be have intercourse, but even anything which is close to that, says the Sifra, eni ela benida belotikav uvelotigale unai lekol arayot shem baltikavu baltigalu tamulamar lotikavu legalot. Not only nida, but every single arayas, you should not come near it with anything which is close to some kind of action of intimacy. So not only intercourse, but also chibuk venishuk. See, it says the Rambam is learned from the Sifra, is an iser deoraisa. It is a biblical commandment that a man should not touch a woman in a way that as the Rambam says, hadomele mepeulot haznut, which are similar to the actions of, I don't know, of znut, of intercourse. So that is the famous Rambam. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in the Lekech Tov, so he was a tremendous genius, and he wanted to discuss, we see many gzeros of the rabbis, right? Chazal, in many times, add an extra gzera for us not to do averos, right? Don't have chicken with cheese in order to prevent you from having meat with cheese. So yes. Do we also see certain times that the Torah has special mitzvos that are here in order to be a siag to prevent you from doing isurim? So he asks a question. He says, "Yever imatzin isur d'oraita mitam siag v'yair b'zem yudzay mekomot." And he's a great genius, Rabbi Yosef Engel, and he gives 17 sources around Shas that seem to indicate that yes, that also the Torah has special mitzvot, that the entire purpose of the mitzvah is to prevent you from doing an avera. He gives us an example regarding the mitzvah b'dikas chometz. This is, according to the Rishonim, a chiyuv d'orais to do bdikat chametz, to take the chametz out of your house. And why is it that we have the mitzvah of bdikat chametz? Because since throughout the year you usually eat bread, so now we have this concern that suddenly, in the middle of the year, you have to now avoid eating bread. It's very hard. I know people that are doing a diet, so suddenly stopping to eat certain foods, it's very hard. So that's why we have to do an extra iser, which is called an extra mitzvah, called bdikat chametz, to take away the chametz out of your house, to shbitu, to burn it out of the house. Why? In order to prevent you from ultimately eating the chametz. So he says we have here an example of a mitzvah of the Torah that its entire purpose is to prevent you from doing another avera. And he says this is, in my opinion, also the idea of the Rambam. The Rambam notes that a man shouldn't be close to a woman and not touch her in a way of affection, any chibuk or nishuk, hugging or kissing, because this thing would ultimately, could ultimately end up being mamish gilui erva, be a mamish, and because of that, this is actually a siyag. So he says that he defines the words of the Rambam that the mitzvah of not coming close, not touching in an intimate way, a woman or man, or woman to man, or the opposite, is because this could ultimately end up being bia. This is another mitzvah, which is a siyag. So this is the Rambam. Rambam says that there's an isser deoraisa to touch the other gender in an intimate way. That is the Rambam. However, there is the famous Ramban. And I'll be honest, I heard about this Ramban the first time in my life from a friend in Bnei Akiva. Bnei Akiva, because what can you do? Teenage boys in Bnei Akiva, they are not as observant as we would hope them to be. And then every single teenager knows there's the Ramban that says that hugging and kissing is only the Rabbanan. It's not real, it's only the Rabbanan. So Baruch Hashem, the Lamdanim of Bnei Akiva, Ra'anana branch, know very well that according to the Ramban, he says, Kefi Ayun in source number 3, Batalmud, En Davar Ken Shev Kiva She'im Begilu Arva, Kol Chibush Chibuk Nishuk, Lav Malkot. He says, if you look into the Sugyas in Shas, you will find that no, there is no Isser Deraisa of hugging and kissing, of chibuk v'nishuk. The only isser is mamish gilui erva gilui rayas intercourse. That's the only thing. Why? He says an interesting raya. Because in the laws of Nida, some are machmir for a man being in the same woman with his wife, with man being with his wife in the bed, even though they're both dressed. Because of Nida, it's a problem. However, there's a rabbi called Rabbi Pedat, and Rabbi Pedat says, "Lo asra Torah ela kriva shel gilui erva bilvad." He says, according to Rabbi Pedat, it's very explicit. A man is prohibited only for mamish having gilui erva, full intercourse with an erva. Other than that, it's fine. Okay, that's one opinion of the Moraim. Says the Ramban, we all learn Gemara, we see all the time, Mesive, that we ask from a Braisa, from a Tanai source on a Moraim, that if, that how can you say this thing? The Tanaim say differently. Rabbi Pedat is in Amora. He's a later rabbi in Bavel. But if we have a Sifra, which is a Tanai source, it comes from the previous generation of the Tanaim, those who wrote the Braisa and the Mishnayos. So in that case, the Gemara Shalom says, Meisivei, you have the Sifra that tells you that the Rambam brought that not even Gila Arayas is a problem, but also Chibuk V'Nishuk is a problem. And the fact that the Gemara did not do that and bring a Kashya on Rabbi Pedat and ultimately say, oh, it means that they too understood that the Sifra is only saying, no, it's only a smachta be'alma, it's only derabanan, it's not really deraisa. So the Ramban says that no chibuk v'nishuk, a teenage boy wants to not be shemel negia, so it's only derabanan, it's only a, again, it is a problem, but it's an isser, but it's only a rabbinical isser, not an isser deraisa. Okay, so Levi said there isn't much of an afkamina. We are all, Baruch Hashem, observing Jews, and we care about the words of the rabbis as much as we care the words of the Torah, so it doesn't really matter. But according to Ramban, Chibuk V'Nishuk is only Derabanan. Okay, any questions so far? Everything's good? I don't see anybody. I mean, I see a bit, but everything's fine. Okay, hopefully it's fine. Okay, so Halacha Maisa, is it like the Rambam, or is it like the Ramban? Is it Isser Deraisa or Isser Derabanan of touching in a close, intimate way, men and women? So says the Rama, Kol Isur Avodat Kochavim V'Gilui Erva V'Shefichut Damim, Af Al Pi She'Ein Bo Mita, Rak Lav Be'Alma, Tzarik Lehareg V'Lo La'Avor. The Rama says, as we all know, that there are three mitzvos chamuros, averos chamuros, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Erva, Shefichut Damim, that there are what's called Yehareg V'Al Yavor, that a person is better for him to die rather than doing actually this Aveira. And he says, even if sometimes these Averos are not the full Avodah Zarah, the full Gilu Arayos, the full Shvichus Damim, it's only a lav, still a person should be Yehareg Ve'alavo. He should not do it, and he should prefer to die rather than doing this thing. The Shach in source number 5 tells us that that the Ramah brings this from a story in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that tells us that there's a story about a person that he saw a certain lady and he had a crush on her, and him having a crush on her caused him, I don't know, his heart was broken. He became ill. He was madly in love with her. And then the doctor say, okay, we have a cure for you. The only way for him to be saved is if he will be intimate with this woman. No, mister, you're going to die. We don't care. You're not going to do Gilu Arayos in order to save yourself. So then the doctors say, they don't have to be together intimately. Just he will see her when she's without clothes. Yamut ve'al tamud lefanav aruma. No, he should die. He cannot even see her. Tesaper imo me'achorei hagader. I think this means just talking behind the fence. Says Marcel, yamut. Now all these things says the Ramah, the Shach. V'vedat dvarim elu einam gilu arot mamash. Seeing a woman who's not dressed properly is not mamish gilu arayas. Mamish. But nevertheless, we do say that Paskins the Ramah, Yehareg ve'al yavor. So we see from here that this is very, very severe. Ulefize mashma, says the Shach, that we see according to this, the Svir leka Rambam. It has to be that the Ramah holds like the Rambam, that says that anything which is close to Arayos, Chibuk, Nishuk, Kol HaPurot HaZarot, so all these things are actually Deoraisa. And it's not only the approach of the Rambam, it's also the Smag, and it's also the Sefer HaChinuch, and also HaKetel Torah. I'm not sure who that is. But all these rabbis say this is Deoraisa, and that's why, says the Ramah, they even things which are not Mamish Gilu Arayas, but just looking at a woman who is not dressed properly, that is enough for us to say, Yareg ve'ad yavor, ad kivikach. However, he does mention the Ramban. The Ramban is cholek, and he says it's only the Rabbanan. However, it does sound that also that the majority of rabbis disagree with the Ramban. However, says the Shach, this is not final, because also according to the Rambam, it's not every single type of touching. As he says, Mashma da'af Rambam lo kamar ela kshose chibuk v'nishuk derech chibat bi'ah. According to the Rambam, that says it's the Oraisa, it's not every single touching, but it's only if they touch derech chiba. Yeah, so now the question is about shaking hands, because it's not really, derech chibas bi'ah, meaning this is touching in a way that I don't know how to translate it. It resembles or might lead to bia. And this is something that might lead to bia. I don't know. Derech chibat bia. So these type of touching, chibuk v'nishuk, is a problem. But other types of touching seems to be fine. Let's say he says we see rabbis amoraim shemechabkim u'neshkim levinotehem v'chotihem. We do see rabbis that used to hug and kiss their daughters and sisters, because that's not hugging and kissing. Derech chibat bia. If there's no derech chibat bia, things that might bring to a full intercourse, so in that case, says the Shach, this will be okay. So we see that according to the Ramah and the Shach, halacha is like the Rambam, that says that chibuk v'nishuk is mamish deoraisa, but nevertheless, he does say it's only derech chibat bia. Wait, I'm stopping the share because I can't see who's asking it and what he's asking. Who's asking the question? I don't see anyone talking. I just hear someone. Okay, I'll just mute those who I think are making noise. Okay, so we are back to our source sheet. Oh, all the way from Florida. Mr. Farkas, great seeing you. Okay, so back to our source sheet. So Again, Machlokes Rambam and Ramban is a deraisa or derabbanan chibuk v'nishuk kagan kissing, and the halacha is says a shach like the Rambam, but he says it's only derechibas bia. This is also pasal halacha maisa in Evin Ezel. In the end of the day, this is an Evin Ezel series in Shemot, so you have to bring Evin Ezel someplace. So in verse number 6, Shulchan Aruch says in Evin Ezel, habal achat min arayot derechavarim chibuk nishuk nehena bikur basar hug and kissing. He's enjoying their closeness of skin. Hareze loke v'chashud al arayot. He manish gets Malkus and says the Chilkas Mechokek, the main commentator on Evin Ezer, Zehu Dat HaRambam. This is to be Halach Maiseh, like the Rambam. And it mentions the Ramban. Fine. Okay, so Halach Maiseh, it seems to be that the majority of posts hold that Chibuk V'Nishuk is actually a deraisa level, and we could tell the nice teenagers of Bnei Akiva of Ranana, that if, with all due respect, we love the Ramban, but Halach is like the Rishonim who say, it is actually deraisa. Fine, very good. This is true, as we said, when there is a touching of negiyah derech chibat bi'ah. Touching in a way of chibat bi'ah, enjoying mamish intimacy. What happens when you have negiyah lo shel chibah? When they're touching each other, but not in a way of affection. So says the Shulchan Aruch in Yoreh De'ah, in source number 8, we're going to learn that in the Smichas Chaver Chazara of Shivavim, I think not this coming shir, but the following shir, and that is the Hachakot of Nida, says Shulchan Aruch, im ba'ala rufe, if a woman's husband is a doctor, and she is now Nida, and they cannot be with each other, asur lemasheshla hadofik. He cannot feel her pulse. He cannot feel her pulse. So that is Shulchan Aruch in Yoreh De'ah. So we see here that this is not mamish a touching of intimacy. And nevertheless, Shulchan Aruch says it's a problem of touching the dofik. Says a shach in source number 9. He says, if the patient is really sick, so he says that according to the Ramban, it seems to be okay because of Pikuach Nefesh. But says the Beis Yosef, Shach is quoting the Beis Yosef. Yesh lomar, deletamei azim, desvirele de negiat nidai noela mederabanan, aval harambam de negiat erva asura min haTorah, הacha אפל פי שיש פיקוח נפש אפשר דאסור משום הויזרה דגילוי עריות וצריך עיון עד כאן לשון הבית יוסף. So the Beis Yosef understands that this might be true according to the Ramban. Then the case of the Ramban, in the case of the Ramban, so he says it's only the Rabbanan. So if there is mamish pikuach nefesh, so in that case, of course, the doctor could feel the pulse of his patient. Okay, because it's only Darabanan. But he says, but according to the Rambam, that negiyat erva asura min haTorah, every single touching of the erva is mamish prohibited according to the Torah, even if there is pikuach nefesh, this is avizarayu degilu arayus, and yahareg v'al yavor, and in that case, he should not check her pulse. So Beis Yosef seems to be very extreme. He understands in the words of the Rambam, even if it's only just checking the pulse, this is not derechiba, it's even less than a handshake, it's mamish less. Nevertheless, says Beis Yosef, this is a problem with the Rambam, and they should not touch each other. However, says the Shach, as he said in Yoreh De'ah Kuf Nun Zayin, he says it again in Yoreh De'ah Kuf Tzadikei, says in source number 9, Ein Nire, in the second paragraph, Ad Vaday Af La Rambam, Leika Isur Deoraita, Ela Kshe'oseken Derech Tava V'chibat Bia. He says, I don't think there's any problem whatsoever, because checking the pulse is not Derech Taiva, it's not Derech Bia, you're just checking the pulse over here, I mean, I hope it's over here, I guess it's in the hand, so in that case, this is not derech taiva, this is not derech chibas bia, this is okay, even according to the Rambam. So we have here Machlokas, Shach, and Beis Yosef, how to understand the Rambam. The Rambam takes him a bit more extreme, not a bit, very much extreme. He says, even checking the pulse is a problem. However, Shach says, no, it has to be mamish derech taivas in chibas bia, and that it won't be a problem in the case of the doctor. So it could be only in the case of Nida, that we have extra chumros, maybe that will apply. But in the case of a regular regular doctor with a regular erva, this doesn't seem to be a problem whatsoever, and every doctor can mamish touch, and it's fine. Halacha lemaisa, it seems that the poskim hold like the Shach. because the Igros Moshe, famous psak of the Igros Moshe, that discusses the question, can people use the subway and the bus in New York? Why? Because he says, "Bien halicha b'subway b'buses b'sha'a she'if shali zeir b'negiya v'tchifa b'nashim mitzad hadochak." Since it's so crowded in the buses and the subways, so in that case, how are we supposed to expect people to avoid touching each other? Maybe there's a problem of touching people on the bus and on the subway. So he says, like the Shach, he named Sad Nigiya v'tchifa b'nashim azlei kashum isur mishum dehein ze derech tava v'chiba v'chol isur nigiya be'arayot hu af la'rabam shesover shu belav lo tikevu d'orayta davka derech tava. Even according to the Rambam that says touching arayos is d'oraisa, that is only when you're touching derech chiba, derech taiva. Here there's no derech chiba, there's no derech taiva. Umashosh belo derech taiva, leka af isur b'darabanan shelo izkir ze. Even though that this is deraisa, all the way from deraisa to 100% allowed, this actually supposed to be harder. No, according to Rambam, you go all the way from deraisa to mutar. Sin, there's no taiva, there's no derech chiba, nothing. This will be 100% okay, not even an isur. So he says there's no problem whatsoever of being together on the bus and on the subway. But he does mention in the end, avalim yodea shu yavol lidei hirhur yesh lo limna melechet az im ein nachutz lo. But if you know that being on the bus, you'll see certain things that you don't want to see, and this will actually cause you what's called hirhurei avera, pondering of averos. So in that case, try to avoid it. Try to avoid using the bus and using the public transportation that might cause you hirhurei avera. As I don't know how much if you know, but in Mea Shearim or in Yerushalayim, so they want to put the monorail of Yerushalayim, the Rakevet HaKala, they wanted to go through a certain extreme Haredi communities and neighborhoods, and there are many protests and hafganot against the Rakevet HaKala, because this will for sure cause a lot of pritzus. So yeah, you see that also in the times of the Igros Moshe, there was a concern of rabbis that public transportation might cause you see things you're not supposed to see. By the way, he adds another psak halacha, which I find it to be very interesting. He asks, that has nothing to do with our shir at all, but he asks, "Bidvar la'asom inyami yuchab yom tov aboker shevo agav az anashim itpulel ve'azkin shemot ve'lechul avodotam." Can you have ashkama minyan? Can you have ashkama minyan on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and you know that people are going to come, do their thing, and then go to work, and they do chil. In this case, it's chil Yom Tov. Maybe there is some kind of leave the iver or siyol lidevra avera. He says, "Einir bezei sum siyai devra avera." I understood here in Chutz Laaretz that historically the hashkava minyanim were established for people that came early to daven. They wanted to feel connected, and then they went to shul. That's why there's a nice shul in Toronto called Shomrei Shabbos that they actually declared that they're called Shomrei Shabbos. Like in Israel, I told people that there's a shul called Shomrei Shabbos in Toronto. Shomrei Shabbos, and that's Shevach. Yes, it is. There were terrible nisyonos back in the day, and it was very, very difficult. And the Hashkav Minyan was created originally for these things. So he says, yes, it's fine, and there's no siyoy dev v'avera whatsoever. Okay, so at the moment, I'm stopping my share screen for a second because I want to see you. So at the moment, we have here the Machlokas Rishonim, Rambam and Ramban, is any form of Gilui Erva, not Gilui Erva, Chibuk V'Nishuk, touching in an intimate way, is there any Deraisa or Rabbanan prohibition? So they both agree it's prohibited. Rambam says it's Deraisa, Ramban says it's on Rabbanan, and even in the Rambam we have Machlokas Beis Yosef, and Shach, Beis Yosef says even touching the pulse is a problem. According to the Shach, it is, no, it's not derech chiba, it has to be mamish derech chiba and taiva. So now back to our original question, what about shaking hands? According to Bisi Yosef...
Can I ask a question first?
Yeah, for sure.
We're saying that the Rambam is an issue of, even by Bekuch Nefesh, how does that work? the wife is has bekuach nefesh and I can't touch her when she's dying, I mean, that doesn't make any sense. It's bekuach nefesh.
That's the understanding of the Beis Yosef. I agree that it sounds a bit harsh. I agree. I mean, Beis Yosef says that. Allah HaMaisa, we hold like the Shach, as Ikus Moshe says. That's what he says. I mean, he says, this is Mamish, that's what he says. He says, Misha Shadofik is Gilu, is Nigia of Gilu Arayas, even if it's his wife, and that's why he says, yes, Yarek Vale Avo. I mean, I can't explain it in an easier way. That's what he says, the Beis Yosef, his understanding in the Rambam. But Shach says that no, since this is Nader Chiban Taiva, this is fine. And that's also Pesach Halacha Avikus Moshe. And that's why people could go on the subway. Okay. So shaking hands. So according to the Beis Yosef, it might be a no-brainer. It's a problem. But according to the Shach, so is shaking one's hand derech chiba v'taiva? Yes, no. So let's see. The immediate past president is shaking his hand saying, of course not. So let's see the approaches of the rabbis throughout the years. And this could be a culture issue. I don't know. Actually, I'm not sure. Let's see what the rabbis say. So back to our short sheet. I'm starting with the most machmir, the most mekel. So the most machmir, who is very, very stringent about it, is the Chazon Ish and his disciples. So the stipler, Rav Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, nowadays known as the father of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. But back in the day, he was Mamish Godol Adol in Israel. I think that Rav Yashiv said about him that he's one of the only few people that you can mamish see a bracha of Asher Chalak Mechokhmato Le'ereav. So maybe our generation only knows him as the father of Chaim Kanievsky, but he was a tremendous, tremendous tzaddik and Talmid Chacham, the stipler, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky. And he has a sefer called Kaliana de Igrata. It's the letters that he received and he sent to people. And the collection of letters brings the question, can a person shake a hand of a woman? So says the stipler, Bidvar netinat yad li'isha, ein safek, this is for sure of a prohibition of the Torah. The kol kriva lerva asura. Every kind of closeness to an erva is asura. La Rambam medoraita. Ve la Ramban medarbanan. Ve'ein ve'al kol panim ein bezeh shum hitel. Even if it is only the rabbanan, ein bezeh shum hitel. And he says in the second paragraph, ve'omrim b'shem Aran HaChazon Ish, zecher tzaddik לברכה לחיי העולם הבא, שאמר שזהו בדין יהרג ואל יעבור ככל אביזרי ודהרייס. Oh my goodness. So he says that according to Chazon Ish, this is mamish יהרג ואל יעבור. A woman is shaking, is reaching out her hand. So yes, kill yourself. Don't come near her. And he says, enough kamina, whether she's married or she's not married, it doesn't really matter. And then he says, wait a second, maybe now if this lady is giving her hand and you're not taking it, so maybe now you're embarrassing her. Maybe this is mamish halbanat pnei barabim. He says, chas v'chei lomar ken, da'afilu v'day titbayesh barabim, hey, b'zeh shem tzaditer. Who cares if there is any busha? We saw cases in the Gemara that if a person is wearing kilayim, so in order to stop a person from doing the aveira, we should mamish tear off his clothes. You know the famous story in Brachos, the Rav Ada Bar Ava, kara karbalta b'shuka, that he saw a lady that he thought that she wasn't dressed properly. He mamish teared off her clothes. And that was for sure embarrassing. So for doing an isra, we should care if they're embarrassed or not. We should not care at all. And he says, and if indeed there's some kind of embarrassing moments, he should tell her, listen, maybe you don't know, but according to Rambam, is there Raisa? According to Ramban, is there Rabbanan? Shulchan Aruch, Ibn Ezra, Sivan Kaf, Yored Dea, Kuf Nun Zain, all the shebang. You probably don't know this. This is Halacha Maaseh, a problem. So he says, no problem, explain. But if indeed if she doesn't understand, this is, he says, Yehareg ve'al yavo. And obviously, people were upset with this letter. What, really? Ad kedei kach? Yehareg ve'al yavo? You don't think that you're exaggerating? So he says that person wrote him a letter. And he said, and in the following page, in page 4, so he carries on, he says, that person sent him a letter, and he was debating between himself, should I answer his letter or not? He says, no, yes, I will answer, nitiyashavti lashiv, bishvil afurushim yisura. Because clearly the person who was asking the question was shaking hands with people that he was not supposed to shake hands with. And he says, I want to now, lafurushim yisura, I don't want him to do any averos. So he says, first of all, you say that there's no deoraisa. Why? Because the Rambam himself says that there's no problem of a hugging a rayos. His daughters or his sister. There's no problem of hugging in that case. So he says, in the case that a person has no libonokfo, that this doesn't cause him any excitement in any kind of way, so in that case, there is no problem of touching. And says a stipler, "Vize sheker gamur, you are lying to yourself. Ki lo yimalet sheish tzair yiga beisha velo igrom lo shum chimum rachmana litzlan o eze hargashat hanaa me'arayot rachmana litzlan." He says, "This is a lie. I know humankind. I know human psychology. And what can I do? A person who's touching a lady, even if it's only shaking her hand, this will cause the young man, this ish tzair, to chimum, or some kind of hargashat hana'a, some kind of pleasure of arayos. And because of that, this is a problem. You are cheating yourself, because actually, in fact, when you're shaking a woman's hand, so this actually is causing you something, I don't know, some kind of butterflies in your stomach. And because of that, this is actually a problem." And then he says, and what you're saying about busha, amashu katavti, telo sheach klal mabim pnei isha. So he says, pitpeta kotev, dvarim she'asur shaman. You're asking a question which are unheard of. V'ketav, diyesh kan gadol for the briyot. שדוחה בפיל בקום עשה איסור דרבנן, כי היית אורחיים סנד ג' ומצא שעוד בקרלית שפסיקה ציציתו. He says, wait a second, כבוד הבריאות, as the words of Rav Stav, that this, you have your kvod abriyot, you're going to embarrass a person in public, and as we all know, in the case of kvod abriyot, of embarrassment, so you're allowed to positively and actively violate the Isra Derabanan. The example is, that person that is in Shabbos, that he finds out that his tzitzis is puzzle, so he's actually carrying he's carrying actually tzitziot, which are puzzle, so the tzitziot is actually a violation of tiltul, and if it's in the Carmelite, in Isra Derabanan, he's allowed to walk with these tzitziot, although he's carrying them, because it's only a Derabanan, and taking off his tzitzis or his clothes will be some kind of embarrassment. In the case of embarrassment, a person could even actively and positively violate an Isra Derabanan. So he says, also here, according to Ramban, it's only Derabanan. So this, if it's Derabanan, yes, so do Navera. He says, Asur ma'dvarim elu. And actually, I think he says a very fair chiluk. He says, Dehatam, the case of the tzitzis, Eino tse klal guf ha'avira, Demashe rotze shelot arom, Shezek for the briot, Eino avira klal. In the case of the tzitzis, right? What is the busha? The busha is not, I am embarrassed because I want to do an Avera. I am embarrassed because, well, wait, no, I have no clothes. So what could I do? I had to put on some kind of kilayim derabanan. I had to put on the clothes without tzitzis. I have to carry tzitziot in the carmelis. So what is the busha? The busha is something which is objectively a busha. A person here cannot be without any clothes. But what is the busha here? You're saying the busha is, I want to shake your hand. I want to do an Isser Durabanan, and you not wanting to do this Isser is embarrassing me. Excuse me. This is the busha that you want to do an Isser, and I'm not allowing you to do an Isser. I don't care in that case about your kavod. You want to do an Isser. In order for me to prevent you from doing an Isser, I could also embarrass you. Again, in the case of tzitzis, I want to see your faces to see if you somehow understand this. In the case of tzitzis, you don't want to do it. You don't want to do an Avera. Your busha is that you're now without any clothes. In order to now prevent this busha, you have to do an Avera. Fine. But here, your busha is, what is your busha? You're embarrassing me that you don't want to do with me an Avera. Who cares? You want to do Nevira? So be embarrassed. The entire Pusha actually comes and originates from you wanting to do Nevira. Don't do Nevira. In the case of the Busha of the Kilayim, I have no clothes. What can I do? So you do Nevira in order to avoid Busha. But in the case here, what is the Busha? You wanted to do Nevira, and me not participating in this Avera with you, so don't do the Avera. That is the Busha. Don't do the Avera. For me to stop you from doing the Avera, I don't care. Ain't it Savein Tfuna? I don't really mind. So that is the approach of the stipler. He is very, very machner about this. Yarek v'aliavo, no busha, and no nothing, and no anything. It's 100% okay. And don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself. Because Bechel knows very well that if a young man is touching a woman, old, young, I don't know, but he's touching her, I don't know, something could happen to him. It might not be as a problem of chibuk v'nishuk, but still, it's still on the spectrum of negi'ah shel chibah. That is the words of the stipler. Rav Gusman, the famous Rav Gusman that was a dayan in the Beis Din of the Achiezer, then a famous Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. So he says that he asked the Achiezer, Rav Chaim Oizer Grudzinski, if a woman already puts out her hand, so can he take it back to her? Can he shake the hand? So he says, Yishir Rabbeinu, Vaday asur lo latet et yado, av shikva oshit et yada. V'tzarich lomar la, you should tell her, she'eino rasha lasot ken v'tamdad, because of religious reasons, I cannot do that. Don't say, excuse me, I think that you have germs. Say that, because of religious reasons, I cannot be with you. And then he says, he brings in the words of the Achiezer, v'amar od, dehayu rabbanim, he puts it in Mechaot, Rabbanim, Shavro al ze, v'asur ken v'batei k'nisiyot shelem. I can't even imagine this, but he says, you had rabbis who used to shake hands of ladies in their shuls. I don't know, maybe they had a lineup every Friday night and shook hands not only of the men, but also of the women. They did that in their shuls. V'kulam nishtak'u. They're already, all of them are gone, disappeared. V'yardu mata-mata at she'avru yisurim yoter chamurim eze. And they did terrible averos. And he says, and he also added the name of Yisrael Sarlanter, that he used to say, that person who goes without a yarmulke. So is this okay? Not okay. So he says, Mutar medina lelech bigilui rosh. Aber misha seken, a pikoi resu. A person is allowed to walk around without a kippah, but whoever does that, so he is mamish in a pikoi res. So he says the same thing also is here, that maybe if you have a heter, but still, if you decide to do that, so you're actually lacking your shemaim, and you actually are an apikiris. That is the word, the extreme words of Rav Yisrael Gusman. And also, contemporary poskim seem to be machmir in general. Rav Ovadia Yosef is famously known, as mentioned here in source 13, that when he received Paras Yisrael, I brought it here in source 13 in page number 5. So he brings the Maisa, so the Yalkut Yosef, the son of Rav Ovadia Yosef, the current chief rabbi, he brings the story of his father, Rav Ovadia Yosef, Shekasher in Miklot Pras Yisrael, V'yotom Mechahen B'Kodesh Kerav Rashi V'Raivet B'Tel Aviv, when he was chief rabbi and head of the Beis Din of Tel Aviv, he was awarded Pras Yisrael, Hizminuhu L'Bama L'Kevel HaPras, V'Lachatz Yedado Shesar HaChinuch, and he shook the hand of the Minister of Education, V'Kasher Rosh HaMemshela De'az, Golda Meir, Hoshita Lo Et Yada, when Golda Meir, the Prime Minister, she gave out her hand, Nianala Berosho, Velo Lachatz Yedada. He did it with his head, but then he didn't shake her hand. Lamorot Shedavar Ya Kval Am Veda. Although this was very, very public, I don't know if they had television at the time, but it was in front of everyone there in the room. Verabim Yoshve Haolam Machu Kaf. So for some reason, they're actually mamish clapping their hands. I guess they were happy with this. V'nesei medina, the president at the time, ka'as al kach, v'kasher igea maran l'chotz et ado, gam hu ne'ana b'rosho v'sirim l'chotz et ado. The president of the time actually didn't check who it was. This is, I don't know, 60s, I don't know who it was. So the president refused to shake the hands of Rav Ovadia Yosef. But what can we do? He says that the Varya Kiddush Hashem etzel haChareidim l'dvar Hashem. This is actually a big Kiddush Hashem, showing that the halacha conquers everything, and he will not shake the hands of women even though this is very, very embarrassing. But still, he says this is Kiddush Hashem, and he will not give her a hand. Also, Igros Moshe Feinstein in source 14. He says, ודבר שראית שיש מכילים אף מיראה השם לתניין לאישה כשהיא מושתה, אולי סוברים דאין זה דרך חיבה ותאווה, so maybe they say, זה לא דרך חיבה ותאווה, אבל למעשה, קשה לסמוך על זה. So we have here a group of rabbis, from right to left, I think. We have here Igros Moshe, we have here Rabbi Yosef, we have the Stipler, we have Rav Gusman, the name of Dachiezer, all of them saying that no, you should not say it. And you know what? We have words we could explain. This is against my faith, my emuna, and this is a problem for me to actually shake your hand. And again, because of all the reasons above, this is somewhat on the spectrum of negi'ah shel chiba. This is considered some kind of form of showing affection of me shaking your hand.
Hi.
Wow. We have here a very distinguished guest, the senior rabbi of the Beit, the Marda Asra of the Beit, Rav Korobkin Shlita. What a pleasure having you with us.
Sorry, I thought I was muted. I apologize.
Ah, okay. The hi was not me in that case. Okay. Shalom aleichem. So we're back in our source sheet. So this is the most machmir and stringent approach, but it does seem to be the approach of many, many rabbis that they say that this is actually okay. That this is actually not okay, and it's a big problem. Maybe even Yahweh Valiavo. Back to our source sheet. And I'm back to the screen share, to share the screen. So, says the Nishmas Chaim. The Nishmas Chaim is Reb Chaim Berlin. And he was the rabbi of Volozhin, Moscow, Yerushalayim, and Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshivas Volozhin. And he was none less than the son of the Netziv, the famous Netziv of Volozhin. And he says as follows. He says, Asher Sha'al al Dvar Netet Yad Lerasheim Unnochrit. So he says, the Gemara says in Brachos, that person who's actually paying money to a woman, and they actually have some kind of contact, he's giving her mamish the money directly into her hand. So the problem is, kidei listakel ba. It's a problem when you do that, in order to have an excuse to look at her. Mivu'al, says this Reb Chaim, Berlin, im eino mechaven shum davar, vekol shekin sheino oseh kidei listakel ba, kmo ma'alato shekol ba'asav v'shem shamayim, ein isur bazeh lirtzom ma'od medolei adam. So he says, if you have no intention to do this because of Hana, and you have no intention to look at her, and you have no intention to be close with her, so in that case you have no Kavana, this is fine. So he says, Vadai, im yuchal lizer bezeh matov. If you could avoid this, of course, that would be the best. Aval im yiv shalu natzel mezeh, kigol im anochrit hikdima voshit lo et yadah, ve'ed edo leshum hiruchas, v'chalila en lachmir bezeh. So, of course, if you could avoid it, that would be great. But if you can't, and she already outstretched her hand, in that case, there's no hero, no reason to be machmir. And then he adds, derachei adar chei noam. And we also have a Gemara telling us about the pasuk that we say every single day, ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha, amru chachamim, sheyehe shem shamayim mitahev al adcha, ve'lo yomru al yirei Hashem, shehem meshugaim, ve'inam ba'alei derech eretz. So you should try to be mekadesh shem shamayim in any way that you're actually behaving. And if you won't do that, so people will say that yirei Hashem, observant Jews, are crazy and have no derech eretz and have no manners. So in this case, since he's speaking to a particular person, saying that vaday kvod marato, this person for sure doesn't have any hilhurim or any taivis by shaking hands. So in that case, it will be okay. And on the contrary, if you won't do that, it could cause some kind of chil Hashem, and it'll be the opposite of ve'ahavet ad Hashem Elokecha. So this is already, I would say, a very lenient approach. And I assume that the rabbis who actually said that Yuval Dayan was wrong, so are actually saying this according to the words of Nishmat Chaim, of Reb Chaim Berlin, saying that, listen, let's be honest, this is not Negiah Shechiba, this is not any Taiva, and doing this could cause Chil Hashem, so in that case, don't show anyone that we're crazy and we don't have any derech eretz. And end of the day, back in our case of Yuval Dayan, so I think that the apology of Biden and him saying that I actually appreciate you being faithful to your faith. So I think this is actually kind of a kiddush Hashem, lemafreya b'dieved, right? Because he says, listen, I actually appreciate that you are so loyal to your faith that you won't even do that. But if indeed the person in front of you won't understand you, so in that case, says Reb Chaim Berlin, a person should shake the hand. A lenient approach is the words of the Ezra Mikodesh. The Ezra Mikodesh, as we said, this is in Evin Ezra Shira in Shemot. So he is a commentator on Evin Ezra, and he is extremely makel. And he describes Derech Chibas Bia in a very interesting way. Says Ezra Mikodesh in source 16, and this is, I think, the most lenient approach you could ever find in this case. So he says, Rak Derech Chibat Bia Hu Asur, similar to the Shach, that only in the case of Chibas Bia. But now he explains, what does it mean, Chibat Bia? Hainu shebedato az litkarev elea lebia. O shebedato hayaken lulei eze minia shesh lefi sha'a lefanav, v'hu metzape achar sha'a o shtayim bayom ahu lavo elea. Wow. He says that the only problem of touching, of Chibuk and Ishuk, is only when you have intention to ultimately engage with her, mamish a full bia, mamish a full gilrayus, mamish full intercourse, saying that this is his hope that by starting with this chibuk kedishuk, he will end up being with her mamish and have with her a full bia. This could make sense, maybe according to the words of the Lekach Tov, Rabbi Yosef Engel, back in the beginning of the Shir, that says that the entire avera of hugging and kissing and chibuk v'nishuk is in order for us not to come near a full gil arayos. But he says it's mamash in an extreme way, that if the intention is for bia, only then it's a problem. But if there's no intention of bia, so in that case, it is fine. So I wonder why the boys of Na'akiv and Ranana didn't quote the Ezra Kodesh. They say, listen, we only want Chibuk v'nishuk. We have no intention for Bia. So in that case, this is fine. So I don't think that this is really the pshat of Ezra Kodesh, but according to his words, only if you have clear intention to ultimately get involved into Mamish Bia, only then it will be a problem. I think this is a big kula. I also think that you could also understand Ezra Kodesh in a different way, by saying that anything which is actually typical things that you do before reaching to full bia, that will be a problem, right? So chibuk v'nishuk is things that actually happen before the bia, but things which are not necessarily typical maga, touching before bia, I would assume that this is his kula, right? Only shaking hands might be fine, but chibuk v'nishuk, which is something which is typical and normal before a full bia, that would be the problem, I think, also according to Ezra Mikodesh. So you have your three levels, the levels that say that mamish is deraisa, and even if it's not, I don't care. For sure, you have for sure shaking hands is chiba, and yarik v'aliyavo, and you should explain and avoid it no matter what. Then you have Reb Chaim Berlin, who is more mekel. He's not more mekel, he's mekel. He says, the chetchila, if you could avoid it, great, avoid it. But here, when it's clear that there's no intention of taiva or chibas bias, in that case, it's for sure okay. And adra, but it could be chil Hashem. And Ezra Mekodesh, that's a very, very big chiddush, saying that only if you have clear intentions to, in the end of the day, be intimate with her, only then there is a problem.
Is Ezra Mekodesh saying intention or hope? Is he saying that
intention? You know, he says dato. So listen, I don't know if he could read the man could read the mind of the woman or the opposite, right? But that's why I want to suggest that maybe when he says bidato, it means typical things that happen before bia, and not necessarily your intention. Because in that case, let's say they are 13-year-olds and have no intention of being mamish intimate with each other, so in that case, they could mamish have chibuk v'nishuk. Hard to believe. I don't think so. But the pshat of his words may indicate that, yes, it's fine. But I don't think this is a pshat of the Ezra Mikodesh. We have to finish, because it's already 9:16, and there's Maariv, whoever is going to Maariv to Clinton Park. I'll just finish with one last halacha, because I mentioned it in the email. What happens if a lady falls on the floor? There's ice outside and she slips on the floor. Can you help her and lift her up? So this question is actually mentioned in the Sefer called Be'er Moshe, Rav Moshe Stern, the Debrecen Rav, and he says in Surah 17 that it depends. if she's slipping in the wintertime or she's slipping in the summertime. In wintertime, so most chances she is dressed properly and she has all the Canadian attire. And so in that case, it will be fine. It says the only way you can do that is only by lifting her with the clothes. But if it's not the clothes, it's only skin. So in that case, you have to avoid it and lehalim ein and ignore it and say, behave as if you didn't see anything. He does mention Ezra Mekodesh. I'm not really sure which Ezra Mekodesh he's mentioning. And he says that, that Ani Nei Be'atzmi, that I saw with my own eyes, I saw a big rabbi, famous rabbi, that in the days of the winter, a woman fell in front of him, and he says, I crossed the street. Not sure if he intentionally did that, but the rabbi, he caught her, and he brought her up on her feet, and then he said to me, Bisbiri la mazarla, Mimonov Shoch. Either she's Israeli, in that case he has to save the Israeli, and even if she's not Jewish, still Chil Hashem. It says, V'rakanti lo b'roshi, shebevadai v'vadai yafes. This is for sure the right thing to do in wintertime. What happens in summertime? He says, listen, summertime, there's terrible preaches around the world. People are not dressed properly. You should send your kids to camp in order for them to avoid these things. So in that case, there's nothing to take from her to lift her up. What can we do? So he says, so he says, in the end of the day, you could find a heter. Why? Because there's a very, very, very weird Rama in Ibn Ezer, Kaf Aleph Sif Hei, that says that you could have women slaves to actually bathe you. Mutar lichotz me'ovdot kochavim shfachot. V'chen nohagim, says the Rama. So you have this weird heter that if you are a very rich person, you have slaves. So these women slaves can mamish bathe you. And this is a minag. And this was a big, big discussion. B'is Yosef says that the source of this is a Mordechai. And Atamid Toye wrote it. It's absolute nonsense. Also, the Bach was pretty much against it. However, some do say that it wasn't a totfus. So he says that since you have this extreme opinion, it might be true halacha lemaise. So in that case, in the case of a woman falling, even on summertime, you can find room to be makel. So this is another approach, which is very, very weird. And I don't advise this to anyone. That says that even having a mistress bathing a person, a mistress, a slave, women slaves, they're doing that, there is some room to be makel because she's there's no really intimate relationship. Kind of weird, but he says that they could rely on this Rama in the case of women falling in the summertime. And I think he says the same thing also regarding an old person asking an old lady asking a man to cross the street with her. That also, if you could touch the clothes, it'll be better than touching the body itself. So we saw here all the approaches, and as the immediate past president said, it's a machlokas, and you're right, and it is a machlokas. And again, I don't have these nisyonos all the time, so I think it's important to know in general that you have a large group of rabbis who say that no, you should not do that. Maybe even Yehalik Vadevo, but I think it's also important to know that you have these kulos back in your mind that, I don't know, that maybe in certain cases, in cases of business, in cases of tremendous embarrassment, maybe you could actually be makel and use these kulos. That's it for today. Moir Rabbi Isai.
Questions?
Yes, of course. Questions.
So, I was looking at Tshuva number, I think it was 15, was saying that he put it, he was saying a mutter, you could put it even into her hand. Now, yeah. would you say that there's a difference between shaking hands and doing some other maisa, with all of these other cases, in this cases, you're lifting her, you're transferring money, whatever it is.
I would say the same thing. I think the Nishmas Chaim would definitely say they could cross the street with her and lift her up.
Right. No, but I'm saying that because the shaking of the hand is there's not another action involved. It's really just having a contact of yati yad. It's not.